Hello, pets. Zita here. The last time I started a message that way, I spoke for 20 minutes and ended up crying on mic. I'm not going to do that today. Well, let's address that first, I guess. Sorry, I'm just cleaning some crap off my desk. Since I recorded that thought piece, that opinion piece, since I recorded How Can I Be Sexy If I Can't Breathe, I've received so many positive, supportive messages. And it made me smile because I knew those people were out there, okay? I knew they were out there. What I didn't understand was why they weren't talking. And that's what that message was about. I've since had conversations with people about a lot of the same things I described, to be honest. Fear of saying the wrong thing or being misinterpreted or even stepping into a conversation in which people believe they had no part. And I guess I'll say now what I said before, you know, to these individuals. It's okay to be frightened. It's okay to be wary. Your support from the sidelines is still support. If you're worried about how what you say may be received or interpreted, unfortunately, that is a danger of the internet. And it's actually one of the reasons why I chose to record that thought piece instead of writing it down, because it's harder to misinterpret tone, which you have when somebody is speaking, whereas text, unless very specifically and carefully written, can be interpreted in a number of ways, and can even in spite of however much care you take. But if you're afraid of that, then there are other ways to show support and solidarity. And many of you did that by contacting me in private. And I'm so grateful to every single one of you. It did a lot to make a weekend that had been a bit rough and difficult smoother towards the end. Reading messages from people, understanding that people had the same thoughts as I am, that I had, beg your pardon. It's always nice to hear that there are people having the same thoughts as you, to be validated. You know, that's a very human thing. And to get that was wonderful. I don't quite want to say I want to put it behind me because I can't. The message was not intended to be a commentary on my opinion of Black Lives Matter. It was intended to voice my opinion on a very specific platform's reaction to Black Lives Matter. It was about the audio community on Reddit. It's not difficult to find messages of support and comfort and everything else, pretty much anywhere else you look, frankly. And even before I posted that message, having done research since then and kept looking, there are plenty of audios around on Pillow Talk and Gone Wild Audible. didn't find so many on GWA, but whatever. And people are there. People care. So, that's what I wanted to say about that. This usually, when I ramble like this, I try to do them weekly. I don't always manage. They're usually a Patreon reward for me to connect with listeners that way. But this one I've decided to open up. So I'll be posting it to Patreon like I usually do. I'll also be posting it to the Palace. Although this is probably redundant because you'll know where I'm posting it based on where you found the link to the... Fuck it. Oh, I need a cup of tea. I haven't had a cup of tea today. And it's 2:30. My day is fucked. But I wanted to talk about... I wanted to talk about audios. I love what I do. I love what I do for you guys recording not safe for work audios and safe for work audios and streams when I, you know, the rare occasions that I do those. And my mini Monday moments, I love doing those. And I love taking scripts that people have written and bringing life to them by adding my voice to those words. I love it so much. I love taking your ideas, your prompts, and turning it into a story that you can lose yourself in for a short space of time. I love connecting with you that way. And then finding that really hard to do right now. My recording time, particularly this week, I recorded How Can I Be Sexy If I Can't Breathe? And I think it was Monday or Tuesday or something. It's now Sunday. I haven't even managed to turn my workstation on properly, except for trying to respond to the messages I received and apologising for keeping people waiting in various guises. The reality is I can't record with the frequency that I have done in the past. That's difficult for me because I love doing this. I love doing this. And because I don't really want to disappoint you guys. You've come to expect something from me, and if I can't deliver, that feels a bit shitty. So what I wanted to say was I am working on my upload schedule to streamline it a little bit. Before lockdown measures came into play in this country, specifically before schools closed, my posting schedule sounded a bit like this. Sorry, just whoop, right into the microphone. Mondays, 3-4 posts, Tuesdays 2, Wednesdays 2, Thursdays 2, Fridays 1, 2, 3, 4, Saturdays 3, Sundays 3. And those posts would be spread across Patreon, YouTube, Dark Side Playground, Audible, GWA, Vanilla Audio, the sub and the site. And my personal profile there? Yeah, that's right. I said YouTube, didn't I? And Quinn and Liss Erotica. Whoa, okay. God, I am a busy bunny. No wonder I can't get anything done. Fuck. quite a fair amount of that content would be new. Some of it is archive stuff, particularly to places like Gone Wild Audible and Quinn. They will be getting archive content to kind of catch them up to where everybody else is. But places like Patreon, obviously, and YouTube will be getting much, much newer stuff. Oh, and Literotica as well. Much newer. Excuse me. I really need a cup of tea. Much newer stuff. I need to I need to break that up a little bit because I can't keep up the schedule. And I don't want to fall into a situation like I did week just past, in which there is nothing from me at all because I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know what the new posting schedule is going to look like yet. I haven't figured that out, I'm afraid, but I will figure it out. And hopefully come middle of week coming up. What's today? Today's the 14th. So by the middle, I'm hoping by like 17th, 18th, I should have a better idea of how and where I can post in a sustainable manner. The other reason I'm saying this is because, this makes me nervous. This makes me very fucking nervous. Okay, just say it. I produce all my own audio. Every now and then, particularly if I'm doing a fill from something on Reddit, I will enlist the very, very generous aid of Kilbegan32, who many of you in the Reddit community will know as a fantastic, talented, speedy, generous editor. And I occasionally do fills. At the beginning of this lockdown period, I said I wanted to give more focus to my own recordings because I am freer to post those wherever I want to post those. That is still the case. This is the part that makes me nervous. However, if any of you listening, I can't believe I'm going to say this. If any of you have a script that you have written, so words that you have the rights to, that you feel would be a good fit for me as a performer, words that you do not mind me posting to a platform that generates an income for me, like Patreon, let me know. Okay, what I'm saying here is, if you have written something that you feel fits my library, if you like, of the types of audios I record, and you don't mind me earning money from it, I would like to invite people to send me those scripts. Yeah? I'm saying that because the way I post, patrons receive the audios first. So even if it's I'm phrasing this so badly. I'm so sorry. I should have written it down. I should have written it down first so I could make sense. I post to my Patreon first because the people there are the people who support me. They are the people who allow me to do my fucking shopping, okay? They get groceries into my house, okay? That's what Patreon supporters do. So one of the perks they get is getting almost everything that I post first, right? So all of the audio that I produce, like that I write myself, I produce myself, goes out there on a Wednesday, and then eventually it will filter through to the other venues, okay? Vanilla Audio is also another place that helps me pay my bills. So stuff that is exclusive to Vanilla Audio remains exclusive to Vanilla Audio, is not available elsewhere, and is often behind a paywall. Right? It's behind a paywall. And then everything else goes out as it goes out. Oh my God, I'm so awkward when I'm asking for help. Oh my God, I'm so fucking awkward. So, if any of you are, this is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to try and say it succinctly. This is going on for so much longer than I wanted. I'm so fucking sorry. If you have a script or a piece of prose or a poem or something that you would like me to voice that you do not mind me publicly releasing, okay, and potentially earning money from, please send it to me. That's what I'm trying to say. I cannot guarantee that I will perform, read, speak everything that I am given because it may not be a good fit, right? But if you send me something with the... God, I really need a cup of tea. If you send me something with the knowledge and understanding and agreement that I will record it and post it pretty much across all my posting venues, and that's okay by you, send me your words. That's what I'm trying to say. And I think I rambled for long enough, and I need to go get a cup of tea because I think it'll make me feel better. Oh my God, I am so British. I'm so fucking British. Yeah, that's it. That is actually it. Okay. Thank you for listening. This is the most awkward ramble I've ever done in my goddamn life. Thank you for listening, pets. If you made it this far, thank you again. I'm fucking grateful because this has been a shit tip of a post. But do you know what? You know me. I'm leaving this exactly as it is. No editing except for maybe some noise reduction. I'm just going to leave it because... because this is the real Zita. This is the Zita who doesn't have a script or a character to play. The most awkward, bumbling, ridiculous human being on earth. And if you still want to listen to me after that, then doubly thank you. Have a good weekend, pets. Truly. I love you all. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.